Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from TK, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, at the start of COVID, after 30 years of marriage, my wife declared that I was cheating on her with a woman from the gym. It came out of nowhere, and I told her absolutely not, but she kept on pressing me. A few weeks later, she ambushed me with another couple as if it was some sort of intervention. Again, I said no, but she didn't care. I gave her my phone number, access to all my social media, photos, and everything. She, of course, found nothing. But rather than rethink her position, she doubled down. Then it became not just about that one woman whom she tried then, by the way, but any woman. Then it became every woman. Then it became, you have been cheating on me our entire marriage. Every day for 2.5 years, I live with my judge, jury, prosecutor, and parole officer. And I was always guilty. She said I was also a narcissist, psychopath, and demon-possessed. During those days, I put blinders on and did my best to love her, serve her, and treat her nicely. That was a completely futile gesture. She just took advantage of everything I did, including buying a new $40,000 car and completely spending all of our $80,000 in profit that we made from selling our house. I'm the simp king for sure. Finally, she left for a trip out west to visit friends and our kids. And I soon got calls from law firms offering to represent me in my family legal matter. I had no idea she'd filed for divorce. As her last act, she gave me an ultimatum to confess to all the accusations and to enter a sex recovery inpatient facility. It was absolutely insane. I told her I would not be confessing to things I did not do, and I would not be entering a psych facility. The divorce was finalized in 2023, and I've never been more relieved. I am very happy to come across the MGTOW movement. I had never heard of it before. It was truly a beautiful thing. I can't imagine how my ex would go from relatively normal to bat poop crazy seemingly overnight. But as I have learned, she was always like that, waiting to come out. Looks like many women have those same tendencies. I thought it was only her, and I thought I was the only victim. MGTOW has opened up my eyes. Now I live alone and work from home. Life has never been more peaceful. Being in my mid-50s now and basically starting over financially, what are some good options in this case? I live in an apartment, but should I be looking for land and perhaps a tiny house? With the world events lately, such as war, are there any investments that might be safer for somebody my age? You've talked about Bitcoin somewhat, but I'm not exactly sure how that works. I'm quite worried about my financial future. As an old guy making $100,000 a year with a job soon to be outsourced overseas, I'm not seeing a lot of good options here. Also, although I'm not looking to date or smash, what does a MGTOW normally do in these situations? Especially from a moral, ethical standpoint. Is self-care with some spicy content an option? Is hiring a worker once in a while okay? Or perhaps a Tinder date or two hoping to smash and leave? I have no idea how one would actually handle that. I would love to hear your thoughts on these topics and how you address them in your own life. Well, TK, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll share my thoughts in a moment. But first, a word from today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Women Are Incapable of Taking Accountability Clown World Show. TK, I'll answer your questions in a moment, but first a post-mortem for your marriage. I don't even see a single individual woman and her personal choices anymore. All I see is social software, women being like NPCs. Their manipulation techniques have become boring to me. The only reason they've been able to get away with it with men so far is because men are not informed about their behaviors. It's a bad muff magician trick, and that's why they've been fighting to ban MGTOW knowledge about female nature. Your ex was just looking for ammo for the family courts. She was hoping that you had cheated but had zero proof, which would have basically in her mind justified her leaving you, because then she could have actually done a character assassination of you with your family, friends, and coworkers, and succeeded. She couldn't take accountability by breaking up with you, so she painted you as the monster so she could keep your couple's friends and everyone else to see you as that monster. When that didn't work, she started spending all your money so you would actually leave, and it would be all your fault for financially abusing her by not letting her spend you into oblivion. That was step two. Then when that didn't work, it was off to see your kids and friends out in the West, to tell them how horrible you were while simultaneously filing divorce in secret. And so now you want to go on Tinder and possibly invite another one of these emotional terrorist demons into your life. Really? As for your questions, the first being starting off financially over again, cut your costs as low as possible, as quickly as possible. Start scoping out places that have a lower cost of living with regards to housing. Even a decent tiny home is still going to cost you 80 to 100k plus the land. 10 or 20 years ago, I would have said that the safest investments were government bonds. But lately, the most volatile things like big tech and Bitcoin have done the best. You're going to lose your job thanks to offshoring, and then the offshore jobs will be lost thanks to AI. So that IYW fund I've been talking about for the longest time with Nvidia, Microsoft, Google, and Apple will do well over the next 5 to 10 year period, as AI eats a huge chunk of the workforce. I'm thinking as that happens, land values will end up crashing. They're already due for a crash, and we're seeing southwestern Florida and Austin, Texas heading down. And there's a good chance we'll also see a housing correction. Unless, of course, all the migrants can keep pushing up the housing costs higher. Migrants are being sent to Buffalo and Syracuse, New York, and housing costs there are going up. As for Bitcoin, we're about to start to see the main leg of the bull market, and no one knows where it's going to top off. I'm hearing predictions anywhere from 75k all the way to 550. If you do buy, then remember that no one has ever lost money in Bitcoin if they bought and held it over any given 4 year period. Just go back to the charts, drop a pin, and you'll see. You can also buy Bitcoin easily through an ETF like iBit from BlackRock. Just remember that most of us are worried about our financial futures with AI making most of the workforce unemployable, and the US eventually defaulting on its debt and housing possibly collapsing. I just recently decided not to buy a house in a few years, but instead to buy the equivalent of IYW in Bitcoin. More of them. I just see that housing taxes, insurance, and maintenance fees keep on rising and making housing even more unaffordable. The upside to real estate is limited at this point, and the downside is potentially a 50 to 70% drop. Watch my BeFi series of videos where I go into depth with a lot of these topics. Navigating the financial world is like swimming with crocodiles. What used to be safe is now unsafe. What's dangerous has now become profitable. Giving you financial advice, which I'm not technically licensed to do, is not exactly something I want to do. Do what younger people are doing is my best advice. Many have become expats and moved away from America to live the American dream in other countries. As for women, date but don't cohabitate, while consuming MGTOW content and learning more about female nature. Eventually you'll get so angry with female nature that you won't actually want to have anything to do with them again. That's what happened to me. There are also many countries where you can live on 10k a year or less. Eastern Europe, Latin America, or Southeast Asia are all options for that. Today's Not So Mystery link, which I put down below, shows a guy living in the Philippines spending $600 to $800 a month to live there, with a paid-off condo. He says he's in that country because it has better infrastructure than America, and it isn't woke. And if you date there, you're going to be dealing with women that won't be as big of a disaster. Young guys are moving overseas and becoming passport bros, looking for better, more pleasant women. But remember that in other countries, foreigners are expected to support those women's families. Tinder is also a disaster and I don't use it anymore. And neither do most young guys in their teens and 20s. If you want to know the best way to adapt to this world, TK, what you should do is find out what younger American people are doing. They're living in RVs or overseas. The successful ones are either starting their own businesses, becoming digital nomads, or online influencers. As you get older, try and get an online side hustle so you keep your mind active and your pockets full. You've got to get creative to make it in this world and get good at finding untapped opportunities before others. Look at me. Gone are the days when people would want to watch or listen to content like this that's deep and thoughtful. They'd rather watch my Memes of the Week videos today and be entertained because we're living in a clown world. I also don't see anyone doing what I'm doing. I spend 2 hours of my day on Twitter for entertainment, and I thought people would find it valuable for someone to sum up 2 hours into 10 minutes and let them watch it, and it worked. Outside the box thinking is what's needed in the world of tomorrow, or world of today for that matter. As for women, I haven't dated since before Me Too, so that's another dangerous thing you need to be aware of and careful around with women. As you've learned with your ex-wife, they'll use whatever advantage they have to wreck your life. So be careful. Also, paying a professional, which I only did once, isn't emotionally rewarding for me, as I'm a relationship guy, and once I accepted that women don't love us the way that we love them, I couldn't fall in love again. I watch spicy content every second day or so, and that's enough for me. But everybody's different. I would also feel morally messed up being with a woman only once. But that's just me. Everyone's different. Plus, if you're in your 50s, then the women you could access in their 30s and 40s are usually looking for commitment immediately. So what you'd have to do is lie to them if that's what you want, smash them a couple times and then dash, and hope they don't file a false allegation or turn psycho. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to TK for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that TK might want to trick ladies in their late 30s with baby rabies into thinking you'll give them commitments in exchange for smashing them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the old guys that don't adapt to the new American dream, which is to live in a foreign country with a cheaper cost of living and more pleasant females away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.